It's that time of year again. It's the annual Mayor's Green Fair, and it gets underway on Friday evening in Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Every year, there's a gathering of environmental organizations, institutions, advocates, and industry and government entities that gather in downtown Ann Arbor. Now, this is an event that began with former Ann Arbor Mayor John Hiefje and has been continued by current Mayor Christopher Taylor. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it.
A great pleasure to be here.
Well, let me ask you this. How would you characterize the Green Fair? Is it an educational event? Is it a celebratory event, or a bit of both?
It is both those and more. You know, I think one of the great things about the Green Fair is that it does indeed celebrate and it does educate. And people who come to the Green Fair can learn about the environmental activism that's taking place in their community. They can learn what is going on at City Hall, but they can also come and show their wares. We have so many different businesses. They come down and show what they're doing with respect to green technology. We've got all these nonprofits who come and tell people about what it is that they can do to help be involved. And we've got the city government saying, you know, talking to folks about what we do as a municipal organization to help the environment, to help improve sustainability. Well, and in addition to those things, it's also, you know, it's a great downtown event. It is it's timed along with the opening of Top of the Park. And so it's a great day to come downtown.
Why do you feel it important to continue the Mayor's Green Fair tradition and expand the offerings year to year?
Because the Green Fair represents one of Ann Arbor's core values. We are devoted in Ann Arbor to environmentalism and to sustainability. People in Ann Arbor, residents of Ann Arbor, they want to do their part. They want to learn about how they can help reduce their carbon footprint, how they can improve the environment, and they want to see that there are nonprofits around doing those same things. They want to support businesses that have green technology and green products, and they want to make sure that their city government is also focusing on these issues.
As mayor of Ann Arbor, you are pretty steeped in environmental policy. Now, over the years, have you seen things, experienced things, and talked with people that expand your base of knowledge and understanding?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I came to public service back in 2008, having a value of environmentalism, but not understanding its full nature and its full expression. Since being on city council and being mayor, I have learned so much about stormwater, about climate action and climate change, and what municipalities can do to reduce it. We're doing a lot at the city, and I think that residents will come to the Green Fair. They'll see what we're doing, and they'll see how they can also do their part in their homes.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor about the annual Mayor's Green Fair. It runs downtown from 6 to 9 p.m. along Main Street on Friday evening. Now, Mr. Mayor, for those who have attended in the past, are there new booths, new experiences, and perhaps new technologies to learn about this time around?
We're, of course, going to have nonprofits that work on the environment every day where residents can learn and get involved. We're going to have businesses that come and show their wares. But one thing that we're focusing on this year is the municipal organization. Sustainability is one of the city's core goals. We have a sustainability master plan, a framework. Everything we do runs through that analysis. And we want residents to understand that and to see how it has its expression. And so different parts of the city, whether it's in Fleet or stormwater or so forth, we're going to have booths and presentations of things that we do in the city of Ann Arbor, in the municipal organization that promote environmentalism, promote sustainability. And I think people will be excited to see that.
In addition to the municipal endeavors that folks are going to learn about, as you have pointed out, there are so many environmental organizations, companies and such in the greater Ann Arbor area. Has it been your experience that this event is an opportunity for them to better engage with one another and that somewhere down the line we may see more meaningful collaboration evolve from the opportunity?
I think so, absolutely. You know, one thing that is particularly gratifying to me is to see programs fronted at the Green Fair and then to see their expression throughout the community. You know, two things pop up in mind. You know, we've had over the past couple of years pollinators come to the Green Fair. Mm-hmm. Pro-bee groups speak about the importance of beekeeping, the risks that we have with respect to our pollinators, and how folks can take action. And, you know, as I go around the neighborhoods knocking doors, I've seen so many more residents who are keeping bees and making sure that their habitats are pollinator friendly. The National Wildlife Federation also has a backyard habitat program where residents throughout the community can get their backyard certified, pesticide-free, pollinator-friendly. And we've had, you know, hundreds of folks throughout the community make that commitment, take that certification. And I'm just so proud to see and pleased to see that linkage between the programs discussed at the Green Fair and implemented throughout Ann Arbor.
Once again, we're talking with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. For all of the successes that you can point to, there are an equal number, if not greater number, of challenges that lay ahead. How would you assess the state of the environment in Ann Arbor in 2018?
We work to move forward, but we are always challenged. You know, we continue to have climate change. In Ann Arbor, it's the most present expression of climate change is probably increased precipitation. We've had over the past 50 years over 40 Michigan stadiums full of extra precipitation that come and fall in Ann Arbor every year. And we have to have systems that deal with that. We have to have a stormwater system that deals with that.
And we see plenty of flooding in Ann Arbor that says we're not where we need to be.
That's exactly right. You know, we do have sophisticated calibration model, so we're learning better where we're able to improve the stormwater system, better able to expend our dollars with efficiency. That's something that's going to take time, but with increased funding, we're going to be able to do it. I'm also super excited with respect to our forestry program. We have, over the past couple of years, fully funded our urban forestry management plan. This means that we're going to be able to plant, you know, 1,000 street trees a year throughout Ann Arbor. That's going to have great stormwater benefits, great air quality benefits, and we're going to do so in a manner that plans for climate change, that plans for the increased precipitation, that plans for increased temperatures. The species mix is changing, and we need to reflect that in what we do here at the city.
Well, some of the tree planting that will take place that will positively impact air quality can offset some of the transportation issues that are creating air quality issues. Transportation always an issue in a crowded urban area like Ann Arbor. What progress might we see in 2018 to better address carbon emissions, increase public transportation, and a decline in the amount of fossil fuels required to keep the city's economic engine running?
Yeah, well, what we're going to be doing is we're going to make sure that we support AAATA wherever we can. You know, there's a AAATA millage upcoming. I'm going to be voting for it, and I encourage others to do so. You know, our public transit system is absolutely critical to taking cars off the road. That's a quality of life benefit for people all over Ann Arbor. We also, I think, need to make sure that we build our new buildings in places that are close to employment centers. We want to get people onto transit corridors so they can take public transit. You know, we have folks who want to live in Ann Arbor. I want Ann Arbor to be a place where everyone can live. People shouldn't be priced out of Ann Arbor. We need affordable housing. We need affordable housing that's on transit corridors. And we need to be able to make sure that folks who live in these places are able to come in and out of the downtown, come in and out of their employment centers so that they're able to get around without a car when they can, where they can.
Well, I'd like to invite you back in the future because I'd like to talk more about affordable housing. And what is affordable for some is not affordable for others, and that is the conversation ongoing in Ann Arbor and deserves a segment all its own. So I'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, enjoy the Green Fair this Friday, and thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I encourage everyone to come on down. It'll be a great time.
That is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor. He'll play host to the annual Mayor's Green Fair along Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it each Wednesday on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.